This article was previously published on Cambridge Today. If there's something Connor Blackmore has learned from owning a business, it's that he has to be prepared for anything. So, when planned 25% trade tariffs levied by the United States against Canada were set to turn into a reality this week, the owner of the Nook Cookhouse on King Street East in Preston was ready to do his part. In preparation, Blackmore took to social media through his restaurant's account on January 30 to let the community know he would be actively seeking to source more Canadian-grown, produced and manufactured products. And while the tariffs have now been paused for at least 30 days, he's sticking to his plan. "It's not meant to be an anti-US stance, but rather a pro-Canadian one," he said. "I probably rewrote it 4 or 5 times," Blackmore said of the social media post. Connor Blackmore, owner of the Nook Cookhouse in Preston, is paying much closer attention to where his products are coming from as Canada navigates a potential trade war with the United States. Matt Betts, Cambridge Today. "There's American people, people with dual citizenship, so I didn't want to offend people in the sense of boycotting anything that's not Canadian. It has to do with the whole buying power right now and what that's going to do to our restaurants and grocery stores." Blackmore acknowledges it's almost impossible to fully steer away from buying American goods but is hoping to get to 95% Canadian. He also admits it hasn't been easy to navigate. As he sits at a table in his restaurant discussing the decision, pages of notes are spread in front of him. "It's taken hours of research to ensure what he's buying is truly supporting his neighbors, whether it be down the road or across the country. I've been paying attention to what it means to buy Canadian," he said. "I've been studying, and trying to find different sources for different items." The Nook Cookhouse isn't the only restaurant in the city to speak out about its plans in the event of a trade war. Bossa Nova, a Brazilian restaurant in the heart of Hespler Village, also posted on social media indicating it will be re-evaluating its buying model. "As a proudly Canadian-Brazilian restaurant in Cambridge, Ontario, we have decided to reassess all our suppliers and imported products from the U.S. in response to the 25% tariffs imposed on Canadian goods," the post, dated 4 days ago, said. "Now, more than ever, we believe in supporting local businesses, strengthening our economy and standing by our community during these challenging times. Our commitment is to prioritize high quality, locally sourced ingredients while continuing to deliver the authentic flavors our guests love. Let's support each other." View this post on Instagram. A post shared by Bossa Nova, Brazilian Taste, at bossanova.ca. Understanding his restaurant is a small cog in the Canadian economic wheel, Blackmore hopes by speaking out and taking action, more will consider doing the same. "I have a feeling a lot more will start doing it and I hope they do," Blackmore said. "The more we all did, the stronger we are together. If it's just me doing it, I'm not going to make that big of an impact. But if the whole city and country is doing it, we have a huge impact."